She had seen it late that afternoon, when she had come to tune the Bösendorfer. All the while she worked on the grand piano, adjusting the sound, checking the flexibility of the keyboard, the tightness of the strings, the responsiveness of the hammers, she had not been able to shake the feeling that unfriendly eyes were trained on her. Once or twice she had scanned the empty horseshoe-shaped auditorium. She had peered through three levels of Roman arches, searching the dim interiors for movement. Apart from two security men, it appeared she was alone. Yet, when she had panned the uppermost tier, the one above the royal box, she had noticed the same odd glimmer coming from the box next to the one housing the main spotlight. It had unnerved her then. It unnerved her now as she seated herself at the piano.